Pope Francis will be in Myanmar next week in a two-nation apostolic journey, which will also take him to neighboring Bangladesh. During his November 27th to 30th stay in Myanmar, the Pope will not only proclaim Christ's message of reconciliation, forgiveness, and peace, as he said in a recent video message to the nation, but will also confirm the faith and gospel witness of the people of Myanmar. Catholics in Myanmar comprise just over 1% of the nation's some 53 million population that is mostly Buddhist. Most of the Catholics live in poor rural parts of the country. Despite its small number, the Catholic community is engaged in several projects that reach out to the poor in the spirit of the gospel. One such area is caring for those hit by HIV/AIDS. Philippa Hitchin of Vatican Radio, who is in Myanmar to report on the Pope's upcoming visit, caught up with Julia A. Thede, coordinator of Myanmar Catholic HIV/AIDS Network, or MCHAN, to find out how they are working. Julia first explained to her the seriousness of the HIV/AIDS situation in the Southeast Asian nation.
In Myanmar, the HIV average is 212,000 people living with HIV/AIDS in Myanmar, and one third of people access to the ART, antiretroviral therapy.
Yeah. Just one third. Yeah, that means two thirds have no access to medicines.
They do not access to medicine yet.
And what are you doing to try and help them get access?
We try to interact and coordinate with government and also the NGOs who work for the HIV/AIDS.
Are most people living with HIVs in the cities or also out in the rural areas?
They have many in the rural areas. So in the rural areas, they don't have access to the treatment. So they have to come to the town to get the treatment. In town, they have public hospital and also they have the NGO clinics.
But it's often very difficult for people to travel for many hours to get access to the towns where the clinics are.
Yes, yes. They have to travel. The difficulty is they don't have the transportation. So we, Catholic HIV/AIDS Walk, we support them for the transportation and for the nutrition and for the accommodation in the town. Like a shelter, the Catholics run the shelter. They have the hospice care.
So that when people come to town, they have somewhere where they can stay while they're being treated?
Yes, yeah. During the treatment, they stay at the care centre run by Catholics.
What is the attitude of people here towards the problem of HIV infections? Is it still a taboo like it is in many other countries?
Yes. Most of the people, they are infected by the injecting drug. It's common in Myanmar.
What do they be using? Heroin?
Heroin and also the Novafor. Most of the women, they are infected from their husband. The husband, they go to the other places. They look for the works. They work in this and then they come back with the HIV virus and then the women are infected from them.
And what about the infection rates in children? Do you have many children born with the virus too?
Yes, many we have. According to our data, the Catholic HIV/AIDS Network Program, they serve 2016. From January to December, they have more than 1,000 children living with HIV/AIDS.
And what is the attitude of people within the families? Is it difficult to talk about prevention and care for people who are living with HIV?
In Myanmar, the culture is we do not say openly about the sexuality. That is the problem. And also the women have to ready for their husband, what the husband needs. So there is also the problems within the families, among the couples. Yeah.
And how are you trying to help people overcome these difficulties within the church?
As an MCHA, we are giving education on the human sexuality and positive relationship for the adults, for the youth, for the teenagers, for the catechists.
And are you seeing infection rates coming down or are rates still going up?
The rate is going up. According to the government data, they said going down.
So there's a difference of opinion there.
Yes, because our network member programs run by the Catholic sister, the religious, they said the infection rate is going up because many come to the center, to the care center.
Or is it perhaps that more people are coming now because they know that they can get life-saving drugs to treat them?
Yes, yes. Because most the people, they get aware and also they try to assess the treatment.
How can you really make a difference to stop these infections rising?
Yes, we need to give more education to the people related to human sexuality and positive relationships. Because we MCHAN only can give this kind of trainees in the church in Myanmar. Mm. Other organizations, they only give public health. Mm-hmm. So we are main focus on the relationships. We give in the education about the more relationships.
And do you work together with the other faith groups? Do you work with the Buddhist community, for example, or the Protestants, or the Baptist Church, the other Protestant churches?
Yes, we are also involved in Interfaith Network on ACE. They have four religions, like Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, and Christians. Yeah.
And they are having a positive effect? Are they working very much in the schools, for example?
They are also giving awareness, health education, and also even in the government school, they request to the government school and then they give education to the students.
That was Julia A. Thide, coordinator of Myanmar Catholic HIV-AIDS Network, MCHAN, talking to Philippa Hitchin of Vatican Radio. I'm Robin Gomes.